NAVMED Publication 5055 with Change 1, Radiation Health Protection Manual, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 1, Introduction. 1. Which type of program is the sum of all methods, plans, and procedures used to protect human health and the environment from exposure to sources of ionizing radiation? Radiation protection. 2. Exposure to personnel from ionizing radiation shall be reduced to which levels? As low as reasonably achievable, Alpha Lima, Alpha Romeo Alpha. 3. Federal regulations for radiation protection are issued by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Department of Health and Human Services, Department of Labor, Department of Transportation, and which other agency? Environmental Protection Agency, Echo Papa Alpha. 4. Who is responsible for chairing the Naval Radiation Safety Committee to issue radioactive material permits to individual commands and activities for the use and possession of NRC-regulated sources? Deputy Chief of Naval Operations, Fleet Readiness and Logistics, November 4. 5. Who is responsible for approving and issuing requirements for the Radiation Health Protection Program applicable to all Navy and Marine Corps activities? Chief BUMED. 6. How often must BUMED conduct audits of the Naval Dosimetry Center's dosimeter programs? Annually. 7. Commander, Naval Sea Systems Command, is responsible for developing procedures and providing technical support and training in the area of radiation safety as assigned in which series? NAVC Instruction 5100.18. 8. Who is responsible for control of radiation and radioactivity associated with naval nuclear propulsion activities? Director, Naval Nuclear Propulsion Program, November, Papa Papa. 9. The Radiation Health Protection Program will be administered by which department in the command? Medical. 10. Who is responsible for maintaining a repository of radiation exposure history information for Navy and Marine Corps personnel that allows retention and retrieval of reported radiation exposure data? Officer in Charge, Naval Dosimetry Center, November Delta Charlie. 11. The Officer in Charge, Naval Dosimetry Center, is responsible for providing technical support and services in support of which dosimetry program in the NNPP? Delta Tango 702/Papa Delta. 12. What is defined as the energy imparted by ionizing radiation per unit mass of irradiated material? Absorbed dose. 13. What is the unit of the absorbed dose? Rad. 14. What is defined as the rate of disintegration, transformation, or decay of radioactive material? Activity. 15. What is the unit of activity? Curie. 16. An airborne radioactivity area is a room, enclosure, or area in which airborne radioactive materials exist in concentrations such that an individual present in the area without respiratory protective equipment could exceed, during the hours the individual is present in a week, an intake of what percent of the annual limit on intake? 0.6. 17. The annual limit on intake for radioactive materials is the smaller amount of radioactive material taken into the body of an adult worker by inhalation or ingestion in a year, 40 hours per week for 50 weeks, that would result in a committed effective dose equivalent of 5 rem 0.05 SV, or a committed dose equivalent to how many rem to any individual organ or tissue? 50. 18. Which type of radiation is radiation from cosmic sources? Background. 19. A calendar quarter is a period of time not less than 12 consecutive weeks, nor more than how many consecutive weeks? 14. 20. What is a term for diseases in which abnormal cells divide without control and aggressively migrate or are transported to other organs in the host? Cancer. 21. Which type of tumors may grow larger but do not spread to other parts of the body? Benign. 22. What is defined as an abnormal increase in the number of cells in an organ or tissue? Hyperplasia. 23. Which type of tumors can invade and destroy nearby tissue and spread to other parts of the body? Malignant. 24. What is defined as an abnormal and uncontrolled cell growth that alters normal functions of host tissue, physiology, or function? Neoplasia. 25. What is defined as an abnormal mass of tissue that results when cells divide more than they should or do not die when they should? Tumor. 26. The committed dose equivalent is the dose equivalent to an organ or tissue that will be received from an intake of radioactive material by an individual during the how many year period following the intake? 50. 27. Which type of area is an area outside of a restricted area but inside the site boundary, access to which can be limited by the activity for any reason? Controlled. 28. What establishes a standard depth for specifying the dose from whole body external exposure? Deep dose equivalent. 29. DAC is defined as the concentration of a given radionuclide in air which, if breathed for a working year, 40 hours per week for 50 weeks, under conditions of light work, inhalation rate, how many cubic meters of air per hour, results in an intake of 1 ALI. 1.2. 30. The dose equivalent quality factor for X-ray, gamma, or beta radiation will be equal to what? 1. 31. The dose equivalent quality factor for neutrons of unknown energy and for protons will be equal to what? 10. 32. For ionizing particles heavier than protons and with sufficient energy to reach the lens of the eye, the quality factor will be equal to what? 20. 33. What is the sum of the products of the weighting factors applicable to each of the body organs or tissues that are irradiated and the dose equivalent to these organs or tissues? Effective dose equivalent. 34. What is defined as receipt of ionizing radiation, either by proximity to external sources of ionizing radiation or through intake of radioactive material into the body? Exposure. 35. An area of the body is considered to be externally contaminated if it contains an excess of how many picocuries of beta-gamma emitters by direct frisk? 450. 36. Eye dose equivalent applies to the external exposure of the lens of the eye and is taken as the dose equivalent at which tissue depth? 0.3 centimeters. 37. A high radiation area is defined as any radiation area accessible to a major portion of the whole body of personnel in which there exists ionizing radiation at levels such that an individual could receive in excess of how many MREM in 1 hour at 30 centimeters, approximately 1 foot, from the radiation source or from any surface that the radiation penetrates. 100. 38. Minimum detectable activity is the minimum amount of radioactivity that can be reliably detected at a confidence level of what percent? 95%. 39. Which type of effect means health effects for which the severity varies with the dose and for which a threshold normally exists? Non-stochastic. 40. What is defined as that factor which is multiplied by the absorbed dose to obtain a quantity which equates to a common scale, the dose equivalent of any type of ionizing radiation to which an individual is exposed? Quality factor, Quebec. 41. Rad is defined as the unit of absorbed dose which is equal to the absorption of how many ERGs per gram? 100. 42. What are instruments used for the detection and measurement of type, intensity, and exposure rate or dose of radiation? Radiax. 43. A radiation area includes any area accessible to personnel in which there exists ionizing radiation at dose rate levels such that an individual could receive a deep dose equivalent in excess of 5 MREM, 0.05 MSV, in 1 hour at how many centimeters from the radiation source or from any surface that the radiation penetrates? 30. 44. An object or area is considered to be contaminated when the loose surface radioactivity exceeds 450 picocuries, 450 micromicrocuries, or 16.6 becquerel of beta-gamma activity, as measured on a dry filter paper wiped over an area of approximately how many square centimeters or by frisk? 100. 45. What is the measurement of amount or concentration of radionuclide material in the body or in biological material excreted or removed from the body and analyzed for purposes of estimating the quantity of radionuclide in the body? Radiobiassay. 46. Which type of radiobiassay is the measurement of radioactive material in the human body, such as lung or whole body counts, utilizing instrumentation that detects radiation emitted from the radioactive material in the body? Direct. 47. Which type of radiobiassay is the measurement to determine the presence of or to estimate the amount of radioactive material in the excreta, such as urine or feces, or in other biological materials removed from the body? Indirect. 48. Which board is composed of Navy medical experts with extensive scientific and medical knowledge on the effects of ionizing radiation and is BUMED's authority on determining an individual's fitness for work involving exposure to ionizing radiation? Radiation Effects Advisory Board, Romeo Echo Alpha Bravo. 49. What is an example of a stochastic effect? Neoplasia. 50. A very high radiation area is any area accessible to personnel in which there exists ionizing radiation at such levels that an individual could receive in excess of how many rads in 1 hour at 1 meter from the radiation source or from any surface that the radiation penetrates. 500. 51. Which factor for an organ or tissue is the proportion of the risk of stochastic effects, random probability effects, example cancer, resulting from irradiation of that organ or tissue to the total risk of stochastic effects when the whole body is irradiated uniformly? Weighting. 52. For shore stations, how many audits per year shall be conducted by personnel knowledgeable in radiation health, with at least one audit conducted by personnel who are as independent as possible of the local radiation health program? 2. 53. What is the radiation medical examination form number? NAVMED 6470/13. 54. A copy of the Radiation Health Program audit report shall be retained and be available for review for a period of how many years? 3. Chapter 2, Medical Examinations. 1. Ionizing RMEs are documented on which form? NAVMED 6470/13. 2. Individuals being considered for assignment as radiation workers prior to assignment or transfer to those duties require which type of examination? Preplacement examination, PAPA echo. 3. Individuals who are not required to have a PE but who exceed 500 MREM, 5 MSV exposure in a calendar year must have a PE within how many months of the date they exceed 500 MREM or as soon thereafter as documented operational requirements permit? 1. 4. Personnel who are to continue in routine duties as radiation workers must have an ionizing RME defined as a reexamination as follows. Periodicity between examinations will not exceed how many years up to age 50. 5. 5. Any individual who has exceeded the radiation protection standards for radiation workers or has ingested or inhaled a quantity of radioactive material exceeding what percent of an ALI or whom an attending physician deems necessary must be given an ionizing RME defined as a situational examination. 50%. 6. Radiation workers will be given a termination examination as near as practical to, but no earlier than, how many months prior to the separation or termination of their active duty or employment if they received a PE, and have documented occupational radiation exposure, including personnel monitored for exposure but who received 0.000 REM. 6. 7. Outside examinations from private healthcare providers must be tracked by the medical department administering the RMEs to ensure completion of the examination. This tracking should start with a face-to-face discussion with the worker concerning the need to complete the evaluation by the private resource within how many days of the date the RME is started. 45. 8. Urine will be tested for red blood cells using either dipstick or microscopic high-powered field within how many months prior to conduct of the physical examination? 3. 9. Breast examination, manual clinical breast examination, is required for females which age and older? 40. 10. Digital rectal exam is required for males which age and older? 40. Chapter 5. Exposure records. 1. Monitored exposure to ionizing radiation is normally recorded on NAVMED 6470/10 or which other form? NAVMED 6470/11. 2. Personnel exposure information will be entered into the computerized database at least how often? Quarterly. 3. The computer-generated NAVMED 6470/10 and NAVMED 6470/11 printouts are to be verified and filed at least how often in the individual's medical record? Annually. 4. A backup copy, separate disk, CD-ROM, or magnetic tape of the exposure information database must be made at least quarterly and retained for how many quarters? 2. 5. Which year was the Navy Automated Radiation Exposure Registry established by the Deputy Chief of Naval Operations to provide a centralized location for the records of U.S. Navy personnel exposures to ionizing radiation? 1947. 6. What is the Record of Occupational Exposure to Ionizing Radiation form number? NAVMED 6470/10. 7. Appropriate entries on each individual's NAVMED 6470/10 or an update on the individual's computerized exposure database which can generate this form shall be made at least quarterly or within how many days post-deployment for those personnel monitored for exposure. 30. 8. What is the record of occupational exposure to ionizing radiation from internally deposited radionuclides form number? NAVMED 6470/11. 9. A cross-check shall be performed semi-annually on 1% of the individual records in the computerized database, or no less than how many of the individual records? 5. 10. Which type of investigations are required any time a decimeter measurement is in question, unavailable, or not representative of the dose received by the person? Dose. 11. A dose investigation shall be performed when primary and secondary measurements differ by 30 millirem or more, and the primary dosimetric device measurement is less than or equal to how many millirem? 100. 12. A dose investigation shall be performed when the primary and secondary measurements differ by 1% or more, and the primary dosimetric device measurement is greater than 100 millirem. 30. 13. The three most common ways to estimate a personnel dose is by A, using secondary dosimeter measurements, B, using doses from similar work performed, and C, performing which type of study? Exposure time and dose rate. 14. When a woman declares her pregnancy, any total effective dose equivalent to the embryo fetus from the estimated date of conception to the date she declares in writing will be calculated and recorded on which form in the mother's medical record? Standard Form 600. 15. If the individual transfers during the pregnancy and dosimeter results are not available, a statement should be added to the exposure statement above that the dose was estimated using a specific method, example past doses while performing similar work, and final dose will be forwarded when dosimeter measurement results are received. In such cases, the final dose prior to transfer shall be forwarded within how many days of the receipt of the dosimeter processing results? 30. 16. If radiation workers are released, retired, or terminate employment and request a copy of their exposure information, they shall be provided with a statement of their total occupational radiation exposure received during their period of employment or service with the Navy or Marine Corps. The termination letter shall be submitted within how many days of the receipt of the individual's final exposure information or final determination that the individual will no longer be monitored for exposure to ionizing radiation? 30. 17. What are the currently approved, at the time of this publication, computerized exposure record systems? Arcmis and Sams, Alfa Romeo Charlie Mike India Sierra, and Sierra Alfa Mike Sierra. 18. How often must every installation, activity, ship, or unit at which personnel are monitored for exposure to ionizing radiation provide all monitored individuals currently on board a written report of their dose for the previous calendar year? Annually. 19. Annually, every installation, activity, ship, or unit at which personnel are monitored for exposure to sources of ionizing radiation shall submit an annual report of personnel exposure to ionizing radiation on which form? NAVMED 6470/1. 20. If any individual receives a total effective dose equivalent of more than 5 rem 0.05 SV, I dose equivalent exceeding 15 rem 0.15 SV, or a SDE of what rem in a single incident, the BUMED Director of Undersea Medicine and Radiation Health shall be notified immediately by telephone and or immediate message. 50. 21. If an individual receives a total effective dose equivalent of more than 25 rem 0.25 SV, or an I dose equivalent of 75 rem 0.75 SV, or a SDE of how many rad in a single event, the BUMED Director of Undersea Medicine and Radiation Health shall be notified immediately by telephone and or immediate message. 250. 22. Dosimetry results not recorded as of the date of transfer shall be forwarded to the individual's next duty station within how many days of receipt of final personnel exposure information? 30. 23. Exposure investigation and dose estimate reports shall be retained how many years by the originating command? Indefinitely. 24. Copies of termination letters shall be retained for how many years? 5. 25. Copies of NAVMED 6470/3 shall be retained for how many years? 5. Chapter 7. Radiological Controls. 1. Which committee controls all NRC-licensed radioactive materials used in the Navy and Marine Corps? Naval Radiation Safety Committee, November Romeo, Sierra Charlie. 2. What is the Technical Support Center charged with coordination of the NRMP program for Naval Medical Department activities? NMC PHC, Norfolk. November Mike Charlie, Papa Hotel Charlie, Norfolk. 3. Navy Medical Department radiological systems, example X-ray units, must be evaluated on a periodic basis to ensure safe and proper operations and to demonstrate compliance with federal regulations and accreditation standards. Which series established the Navy Radiological Systems Performance Evaluation Program to meet these goals? BUMED Instruction 6470.22. 4. Who is responsible for all aspects of the Navy's nuclear propulsion? Director NNPP, Director November-November Papa Papa. 5. What issues radiological control requirements for all sources of ionizing radiation within the Navy and Marine Corps, except nuclear propulsion, nuclear weapons, and medical dental support? RASP, Romeo Alpha Sierra Papa. 6. Which year did BUMED inform naval commands that personal radiation monitoring in dental spaces is not required? 1993. 7. National Council on Radiation Protection and Measurements Report 145 recommends that personnel dosimeters for external exposure measurement should be considered for workers who are likely to receive an annual effective dose in excess of what? 1 MSV. 8. Navy policy requires a minimum of how many millimeter lead equivalent apron to be used for all radiographic applications to maintain all exposures AL/ARA? 0.25. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.